In a satirical take on the Balloon Boy saga that swept the nation a week ago, journalist Megan Garber imagined how some very different magazines might have headlined their stories on the Heaney hoax. Esquire, for example, "Balloons We Love, 10 of the Hottest Blow-Ups in the Business." Or Entertainment Weekly, "The Heaney Family and Their Book Deal, a Sneak Peek Inside, If We Did It." So we want your ideas about how a specific magazine or newspaper or broadcast outlet might headline the Balloon Boy story. Give us a call, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. And you can join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Megan Garber is the staff writer at the Columbia Journalism Review, where her article appeared last Friday, and joins us from our bureau in New York. Nice to have you on Talk of the Nation today.
Glad to be here.
And we're going to go right to our own jugular. If you've ever pretended your child was trapped down a well or abused by aliens in an effort to get attention, give us a call, 800-989-8255. It's something that's pretty easy to do. Megan, these headlines you wrote, I love you, cosmopolitan balloons in bed. These are ways to poke fun at very specific media outlets.
They are. Mm-hmm. We wanted just generally to have a little bit of fun with the story. And, you know, these magazines haven't exactly done particular things about Balloon Boy, but we wanted to basically say that, you know, have a little fun with the media in general. So this was our way to do it. And we thought that, you know, especially with some of these magazines of ideas, The Economist and Newsweek and all of that, it would be especially fun to poke a little fun at them.
And some of these are a little longer, but really, really delicious. The Economist one I love in particular. "The Power of Inflation, a dryly droll and acerbically authoritative account the economics of U.S. ballooning, an account, if we may be so bold, which one had better read whilst the account remains fresh so that one will not provoke the ridicule of the educated urban elites who one calls one's friends."
Yes, we had a lot of fun with that one in particular.
And it's some of these magazines, their approach, sadly, is predictable.
Yes, that's very true. That's very true. And, you know, you get to know these magazines pretty well being a media critic. And we probably won't see these exact headlines, but I wouldn't be too surprised if we did, on the other hand.
At least on some of them. I don't think we're going to see your Time or Newsweek headlines.
Probably not.
Remind us what they were.
They were, let's see, Time was what Newsweek said, or something on the economy or culture or whatever. And Newsweek was Balloons and Andrew Jackson, Pulitzer winner John Meacham, who recently won a Pulitzer Prize, explores the connection between two touchpoints of American democracy.
We got this email from Eileen in Beaverton, Oregon, from the AARP magazine, "Ballooning, easy on the knees."
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
That's not too bad.
Very nice.
So again, if you've got some take on a headline that you might expect to see in a particular broadcast, news outlet, newspaper, magazine, give us a call at 800-989-8255. Email talk@npr.org. Used an interesting expression, and I figured that at least some of these came out of some banter in the newsroom.
They did, yes. We were figuring out exactly how to have a little bit of fun with this story. I mean, this is a story that basically took on sort of P.T. Barnum level ridiculousness, and we wanted to poke a little fun. So this is very much a communal effort here.
And so a whole bunch of people sat around and traded ideas. I wonder, did anybody come up with an idea for the Columbia Journalism Review?
You know, we thought about it and then thought better of it. But if any of your listeners have ideas, we'd be happy to hear them.
Oh, CJR, how the media got it wrong. Let's see if we get some callers on the line. 800-989-8255. Email talk@npr.org. Brianna's on the line from Norfolk in Virginia.
Yeah, I was thinking Parenting Magazine, how to pull off your own at-home Balloon Boy hoax.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
It might have been Popular Mechanics, though.
Oh, yeah, that would be good, too.
Okay, Brianna, thanks very much for the call. How did you start limiting yourself, Megan?
Well, that was actually the hard part. We had a longer list and then cut it down a little bit. So we tried to focus on kind of the main magazines out there.
Let's go to Doc, and Doc's with us from Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I talked to you last week about Godzilla.
Uh-huh.
I've got a great one that came up, being from New Rochelle, New York, where the infamous David Berg of Mad Magazine lived. And having been a neighbor, got a lot of inspiration from him. And I'm thinking, a picture of the kid hanging out of the base of the balloon with that infamous catchphrase from Mad Magazine, "What, me worry?"
That's not bad. Alfred E. Newman's take on the Balloon Boy hoax. Thanks very much, Doc.
All righty. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Mad is almost too easy.
Exactly. Yep.
There is a really good one. Let's see. Entertainment. Well, we said the Entertainment Weekly one. Good Housekeeping. Mayumi Heaney on Family, Life, and Love. Being a Parent is the Ultimate Storm.
Yep, exactly.
And then you got Gourmet Magazine. Interestingly, said too soon.
We just couldn't poke fun at it yet. Yeah, that needs a little more time to be laughable.
Here's from the New Republic. Death by Balloon. Betsy McCoy digs deep into the study just released by Americans for Balloon Safety and comes to the explosive conclusion that buried on page 742 of the report, the Obama administration reveals its intent to tether all Americans over the age of 50 to hot air balloons roughly the size of Rhode Island and float them away to Canada. McCoy also proves that the 20-foot-wide balloon named in the report is bigger than a 30-foot-wide one using science.
I have to say, that was one of my favorite ones. We did have a good time with that one. We felt that. That was deserved.
This email from Joseph from Variety. Heaney Weenie's Pimp Blimp.
Oh, that's a great one.
That's pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get another caller in. This is Marcos. Marcos with us from Rockford, Illinois.
Yes. The Source magazine would have the headline, Little White Boy Takes It to a Higher Level. A much higher level.
Much higher level. Could have been High Times, too.
I suppose. I only read the Source, so I wouldn't know.
Okay. Well, that's a hip-hop magazine, so interesting. I wonder, have you decided to try this approach with some other stories?
You know, we hadn't talked about it yet, but we might. It was quite a good time, I have to say, talking through all these ideas. So we very well might.
Here's the Huffington Post. Balloons shaped like breasts. Photos, slideshow, poll.
That, I have to say, that might be my actual personal favorite. I like that one.
That's a pretty good one. McSweeney's, if you're having trouble reading this headline, it's because we've decided to print our current issue on the side of a balloon. Talk about high art. Whee! National Review, balloons and socialism, what Americans need to know to keep their tax dollars safe from Pelosi and company.
Exactly. We felt like that was a fitting one for the National Review, and we kind of struggled with whether that should be a National Review or Weekly Standard, but ultimately decided it was a National Review one.
That's where you got the "hui" attached to it, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
This is Chris. Chris calling us from Charlotte.
Hi there. Yeah, I'm thinking in psychology today you might see a headline, something like "The Balloon That Swelled His Head."
Oh, you could work on that. I think it needs a little work, Chris, but I think you've got a good approach there.
Well, we're talking about the father's head.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, that is good.
That is good. All right.
That's a little clever, huh?
Yeah, we'll take that.
All right.
Full of hot air.
Yeah. Ooh. helium, I don't think, needs to be heated. Anyway, I liked the Reason magazine. For those aren't familiar, it's the publication of the Cato Institute, the libertarian place. Reason, the right to balloon. If Falcon Heaney felt like faking a balloon flight, that's his own damn business. That's I guess, about the most predictable one of all. Us Weekly, to balloon and back, Lady Gaga describes her harrowing battle with balloonorexia. The star reveals rubber-based products got me where I am today.
We felt like the term rubber-based products needed to be in there somewhere.
And so. Lady Gaga has to be in there somewhere,
exactly,
too.
Exactly, always.
I wonder, have you heard from any of these magazines about the parodies?
You know, we actually haven't. I'm a little disappointed because I would love to hear their reactions.
Let's go.
So feel free to write in.
Brandon joins us from Columbia City in Indiana.
Hi. Fox News, every time they do a story on the piece, they should have a little icon in the corner that says floating and balanced.
All right. All right, Brandon. Thanks very much. Let's see if we can go to some emails. This is from Roxanne. Rush Limbaugh, Clinton's behind Balloon Boy fiasco. And that's pretty easy. Joe in Fox Point, Wisconsin. I saw this on the web yesterday. Apple has developed a new app for your iPhone. Just point your phone at any balloon flying overhead, and it will tell you if there's a 6-year-old boy inside it.
That's a great one.
That's
well
not
done.
Too bad. There was actually a piece that I saw, I think, in the New York Times that I swear somebody did the calculation and said the balloon could not possibly have lifted a 36-pound boy.
It's true.
Let's see if we can go next to let's go next to Mike. Mike's in Scottsville in Kentucky.
Yes. So grew up through Boy Scouts most of my life, and I always thought that Boys Life magazine could run the article, combining activities for 3 easy merit badges: ballooning, knot tying, and lying to the local authorities for national media exposure.
There's got to be a Goofus and Gallant in here somewhere.
Oh, well, yeah.
thanks very much.
Okay.
Let's see if we can hear some more from Vanity Fair. Ladies who latex Hollywood's hottest young stars gather for balloon-inspired debauchery at the Waverly Inn and Graven Carter. Beers, watches, inside, a photo essay of the event shot by Annie Leibovitz in exchange for a $25 Dunkin' Donuts coupon. Speaking to her unfortunate recent financial difficulties. Vogue, balloons and colors that pop. How to wear the fall's hottest accessory inside, a photo essay of balloon-bearing celebrities shot by Annie Leibovitz in exchange for $25 Dunkin' Donuts coupon. You're shameless. Let's see if we can go next to this is Anne. Anne's with us from Virginia Beach.
Hi, Journal of American Medical Association. New breakthroughs in helium balloon angioplasty.
Not bad.
That's
pretty good, Anne. Thanks very much for the call. Let's see. What have we done here? New York. What did Gawker say? And the New Yorker, fiddlesticks. What did Gawker say? Gawker, I think stealing thunder left, right, and center. Let's see if we can go to Kay. Kay with us from Austin, Texas.
Hi.
Go ahead, please.
My idea was Prevention Magazine, how to have a flatter balloon in just 7 hours.
That's not bad. I like that. Where did you come up with that, Kay? Is Prevention one of your favorite magazines?
Well, and they always have an article about a flat stomach. And being in that age group, you know, I'm always like, okay, now what do they say? You know?
All right, Kay. Thanks very much.
Take care.
Bye. And we just calling Talk of the Nation will result in a flatter stomach.
Oh, thank gosh.
We're talking with Megan Garber of the Columbia School of Journalism, who's been writing mock headlines about the Balloon Boy incident a week ago. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Here's an email from Janet in Las Vegas from Real Simple magazine. Recycling your hoax balloon for whimsical holiday decorations. And of course, Megan, you had a Real Simple one.
We did. Let's see. The one that we had was 20 surprising uses for Mylar. And number 12 is use it to build a balloon that will loft you so high that you'll end up getting interviewed by Wolf Blitzer.
You have, by the way, seen that little clip that they played on that Anderson Cooper played on CNN. I think it was last night or the night before. The part of the interview they didn't show where they're doing the warm up to the interview. And the father tells a young Falcon Heaney that he's about to be interviewed by Wolf. And the boy says, who the hell is Wolf? let's go next to Colleen. Colleen with us from Savannah.
Yes, hi. I have another Real Simple for you.
Okay.
Silver, the new gold, looking up in fall fashion.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. Thanks very much, Colleen.
Thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye. Let's go next to, this is Michael. Michael with us from Ewing, New Jersey.
Hello, Neil. How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
Great show. All right. Forbes magazine. Picture Balloon Boy hanging off the side, yelling, where's my golden parachute?
Oh.
All right, that's good.
Thanks, sir.
Bye-bye. This is going to be the subject, I think, of endless also editorial cartoons. The analogy, the bailout analogy is leaping to mind immediately. Let's go to Charlie. Charlie with us from Wichita.
Yeah, I was thinking Mechanics Illustrated, DIY for do-it-yourself. The DIY aerial path to publicity in prison.
That's, I think, the next issue.
Oh, all right.
That could be.
Thanks.
Thanks very much, Charlie. This is going to be sort of unending fun. This is from Lalise, Women's Health Magazine, Winter Ballooning, How to Prevent It with New Natural Diets for the Season.
That's good.
That is good. Slate Magazine, you write, Explainer, What's Up with Balloons? A charmingly counterintuitive tale.
Exactly, yeah.
That's great. Let's go to Andy. Andy with us from Stockton, California.
Hi there.
Hi.
I had 2 points. One, I really wish people would stop saying Balloon Boy, because really it's not about the poor kid. Try something heinous. Play on the father's last name.
All right, but Balloon Boy's got a certain nice rhythm.
I know, it's so easy. But I did have one for you. Weekly World News. Balloon Boy, Bat Boy, and the Alien meet for Secret Summit. Details of the cover-up inside.
Now, that's it. You have to go some to get the that one. That's not bad, Andy.
Thank you.
Notice it used Balloon Boy in the title. But anyway, let's see if we can go some of these others. Have we done all yours?
I think we might have gone through them, yeah. Oh, you know, one more. The New York Review of Books asks whether this is the end of irony, the fate of mirth in a post-Balloon Boy world.
We also missed The Atlantic. Are balloons making us stupid? Andrew Sullivan on balloons, blogging, and the perils of hot air. Corby Crummer on how Falcon Heaney's favorite meal, the Tempa Manwich, is taking over the Denver food scene, and Richard Florida's vision for a helium city of the future. Also visit theatlantic.com for an online special, The 100 Bravest Balloonists of All Time. Click through to check out each one two or three or four times.
Yeah, we couldn't resist having a little fun with The Atlantic. And I have to say, I'm a little curious about the helium city of the future, so maybe they'll pursue this.
Well, Richard Florida, it depends where it's located. It's location,
true.
Location, location. And, of course, how it's going to be integrated into the World Wide Web and all those good things. Is there any publication? You left out newspapers, the New York Times, the Daily News. I mean, did you think about those too?
We did, and we thought it would be easier to sort of limit it just to magazines. And also just because a lot of these are, like I said, sort of magazines of ideas that like to, you know, think about the broader implications of our culture and stuff. We thought it would be, you know, extra mischievous to focus on them.
Here's an email from Drew Up On Down Round NYC. I'm not sure who that is. But anyway, Balloon Boy headline, Balloon Boy tops Bubble Boy, Bat Boy befuddled. That's for the Weekly World News. I think people are, that's a new source of popularity there. Let's see if we can go next to, this is Kathleen from Akron in Ohio.
Hi. Guidepost magazine, a religious magazine, and it would be The Miracle of the Balloon Boy, the Translocation Phenomenon.
Maybe the National Catholic Reporter, Balloon Boy, Anglican Balloon Boy drifts to Catholic Church?
Could be.
Thanks very much, Colleen. Kathleen, excuse me. And this from Pete in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. He suggests this headline from The Onion, which, of course, does fake headlines. We couldn't think of anything as dumb as reality. That's not bad. Megan Garber, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Megan Garber is a staff writer at the Columbia Journalism Review, where her article appeared last Friday. With us today from our bureau in New York, you can find a link to her piece on our website at npr.org. Tomorrow, it's Talk of the Nation Science Friday. We'll see you again on Monday. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.